The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Recording. So welcome everybody. You know, it's just delightful. My heart kind of like sings when I see all of you. It's just a beautiful thing that people come together and practice together. And, you know, sometimes I show up and I'm feeling, sometimes I have busy days and I show up like, oh, well, okay, happy hour, yikes, that's, here this evening. And sometimes I'm looking forward to it all day, but it doesn't matter, like, what preceded it. I'm always just so delighted to be here once again. So thank you all. Thank you all. So, yes, as I think it was Brian that said that this week we are talking about gratitude. And there's like so many things that we could talk about gratitude. And maybe I'll just say a little bit about it is that I think so many of us already know this. Maybe it goes without saying. But gratitude is not so much about dependent on specifically what you have. It's more about dependent on your heart. It's more an attitude or a touching into your heart. And happy hour is a lot about, you know, heart qualities. And often I'm teaching that through kind of the classical way with, love and kindness and starting where it's easy. But there's lots of different ways that we can cultivate having a fullness of heart, having an openness of heart, a warmth of heart. And gratitude can support that, as well as having some warm-heartedness, maybe from starting from loving kindness, can also support gratitude. Whatever way in, right, to support this sense of well-being that happens when we cultivate these qualities of the heart. I liked this image that I heard recently and repeated it recently also in another venue, that this idea of if you have a life jacket on and you get thrown in the water, maybe you don't know how to swim, but you find yourself in the water, but you have a life jacket on, it's kind of like, you just go up to the top, right, and bounce around, and you have to paddle to get where you're going and stuff, but you don't have this panicky feeling and you don't have this thrashing about, or it's different, a completely different experience if you have a life jacket on and you get thrown in the water than if you don't. So cultivating these qualities of the heart, whatever they are, gratitude, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and certainly equanimity as well, can be a way in which it's like a life jacket, that when we find ourselves with difficulties, and we all have difficulties, it's part of the human experience, it's a way in which it can help provide some buoyancy so that we don't sink so much in that. So part of the reason why gratitude in particular is a powerful practice, or to, you know, reflect on gratitude, is because it has this affirmation of goodness. It's reminding us, or inclining the mind, or having us tune into that there are good things in the world. There are gifts, there are benefits, there's blessings, things that we've received in so many different ways. Sometimes it's easy, right, to get, of course we get stuck on or connected to the difficulties, but gratitude practice helps us to just be reminded that there are good things. And one of the classic ways to do a gratitude practice is to have a journal, like at the end of the day, to write three things. And when I started this practice, just every day trying to write down what I was grateful for, I really discovered something about myself that I hadn't appreciated. And that is how often, like, conversations with other people or something that somebody had said to me, or that I had an opportunity to do something for somebody else, very simple things, email exchange, simple things, actually just came up on my gratitude list. Just these sense of little brief senses of connection. So maybe for you, with the gratitude practice, there might be something new. Whereas I was kind of taking this for granted, these brief interactions with others. And when I started a gratitude practice, they really highlighted for me, oh, these have a bigger impact on me or more meaningful than I understood or appreciated. So maybe allow yourself to be surprised by what you're grateful for. Maybe you're grateful for all the usual things, but maybe there's something that has been a little bit neglected, or you haven't paid as much attention to, or something like this. That's whatever it might be, whatever it might be. And then, of course, there's absolutely no pressure, right? We're going to talk about practice with gratitude. But if you don't feel that, your heart isn't aligned that way, your mind isn't aligned that way, the last thing we want is this like burdensome pressure that you better feel grateful, right? That's not what we're going for here. So if that just doesn't seem like now is the time to be doing a gratitude practice, or for whatever reason, you don't even have to have a clearly articulated reason, you can do another practice. You can do whatever feels would be supportive, whether that's mindfulness or loving kindness or whatever it might be. So please don't feel any pressure. Okay. So maybe with that as an introduction, we'll do some meditation. And just find your way to a meditation posture that feels comfortable and yet still has some uprightness to it. And that uprightness doesn't have to be literal. Some people practice lying down, especially some of the heart practices, lying down. So in a figurative way, if not a literal way, have some uprightness, some alertness. And then to bring some attention to that we're sitting, to sit and know where you're sitting. What does it feel like to be sitting right now? Maybe there's a general global sense of the body being here right now. Maybe there's specific sensations. I like to connect with the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Maybe for you, there's some other way in which you can connect to the experience of sitting right now. Do an easy body scan just to help support a sense of ease in the body. Bringing the awareness to those areas where there might be some tension. Be around the eyes, the mouth. Can there be a mood, an attitude of appreciation? Yes, there's tension, but also appreciating our eyes and jaws. The shoulders. Another place there might be tension. Can we bring some appreciation? In the back, supports us all day. Thank you, back. The chest. It can be helpful to have a little bit of openness. Maybe just a very small movement of opening the chest. An appreciation for our chest, rib cage, and the belly. Allowing it to soften. Our seat. Our legs. And feet. Another place we can feel connected to the ground. Our arms. And hands. Our hands do so much for us. Thank you, hands. One thing that we can have gratitude for is just the recognition of the care and work of generations of elders and ancestors who came before us. This might be people that were living on the land before you came. It might be literal ancestors, forefathers and mothers. It might be founders of a company in which you work. But to bring to mind the care and labor of elders and ancestors who came before. And to have to experience the appreciation, the gratitude. We help to create the conditions for some of the things that you experience now. Sometimes when I'm studying the Buddhist literature, I have tremendous gratitude for those people who preserved them all these years. Maybe there's something analogous for what you do. Just in a relaxed, easy way, allowing the heart to be warmed or softened, filled up. Appreciation of those who came before. Maybe there are family members who immigrated family members who helped create the conditions so that you can have some of what you experience today. You can also expand this to offer gratitude for the measure of health we have right now. If it's helpful, we can say the phrase, "I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I have right now." There may be a time when we look back on today and this measure of health. Perhaps wish that we didn't take it so for granted. Whatever measure of health we have today, I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I have right now. I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I have been given that I'm experiencing right now. Can expand our gratitude to include whatever communities we are involved in, including this one, including the Happy Hour community. I certainly have gratitude. Maybe you can use this word community for family, friends. Whatever kind of fellowship we have, offer my gratitude for the communities I experience. I offer my gratitude for the communities I experience. You can do this in a relaxed, easy way. Again, no pressure. But when the mind wanders, what is easiest to connect with? A phrase, an image, a feeling in the heart? I offer my gratitude for the communities I experience. We'll be thinking through what are some of the different communities that you are part of. We can extend our gratitude for the teachings and lessons we've received, whether they've been direct or indirect, things that have helped us grow and learn more, have greater understandings. I offer my gratitude for the teachings and lessons I have received. I offer my gratitude for the teachings and lessons I have received. Now I will be silent here for a little bit. Is there something else that you would like to offer gratitude? Or if it feels appropriate to do another practice. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. One thing that I appreciate very much about gratitude, whether it's a formal meditation practice or if it's just expressing it in the moment, saying it to a person or thinking about it, or in whatever occasion, that it's a way in which we connect with, I'll use this vague word, goodness. We're just connecting with things that are positive, helpful, beneficial. And it's so great to have the mind sometimes be really connecting with these types of things, because it's easy to feel bombarded by all the things that are wrong or all the things that are troubling and all the difficulties. And certainly right, the news cycle likes to perpetuate that. And maybe people that we talk with or something like this, or maybe even our own minds are of the nature to think like, well, this is wrong and this is wrong and oh, that should be fixed. But gratitude is a way in which we can connect with what's okay. It's not asking that things are perfect. It's not demanding that things be different. It's just allowing us to connect with what's helpful. Some people use the word blessing. So what kind of blessings are there? Kind of goodness there is. So it can be fun and helpful to talk about some of these ideas with other people. So I'd like to put you into breakout rooms. You can talk about this idea of gratitude, of practicing gratitude. You could maybe discuss whether you have a regular gratitude practice that's often a gratitude journal is something that people do, or maybe just, you know, a practice of reflecting at the end of the day of what are some of the good things that happened during the day, or maybe it's even part of your meditation practice. So you can maybe share about how the role of gratitude practice has in your life, and you could discuss just how this past meditation was, those topics that I brought up for gratitude. Did they feel flat and dry? Or was there something there that was interesting for you to reflect on? So we'll have three or four people in our room. And it's helpful to not say everything you have to say at the very beginning, but just to say one or two points and then allow it to go to the next person and then allow it to go to the next person. And in that way, you can have an opportunity to build something together, being influenced by hearing each other. So let's see here. Go. Thank you, Brian. I saw that you had much gratitude for me. Thank you. Let's go by the first digit of your street address where you live. So if you live at 100 Main Street, chances are you're going to go first. And if you live at 999 Main Street, you won't go first. So, but just the first digit. So we'll just do the first digit just to make it easy. So that person can go first. Okay, great. Have fun. Yeah, so welcome back. Does anybody have something they'd like to share? Yes, Peter.
Thanks, Diana. What do you think of the idea of when you practice gratitude, it brings up anti-gratitude or maybe like a mild resentment or something?
Yeah, this is not uncommon. Whenever we do heart practices, you know, I'm using this generic word, heart practices, it's not so uncommon for the opposite to arise. And so there's a few things you can do. Do you have some ideas of what might be useful to do, Peter, when they arise?
Yeah, I do have like ideas. One thing is to be more gentle with it and try not to expect experiencing some overwhelming sense of life fulfillment when I'm feeling gratitude for like my cup of tea, and more just kind of expect like a, you know, oh, the tea, it's warm. Like, thank you. I think that's one idea.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah, this is so great, right? Kind of part of to adjust our expectations, but also it could be just to switch over to some mindfulness practice. Like, okay, there's something here that needs some attention, maybe. So, what might that be? And to maybe feel into that or experience that. And, you know, maybe we just created the conditions, some softening, some opening in which something bubbled up that needs some attention. So we could just switch over to mindfulness and be with the bodily experience or aware of the mind. Or we could switch over to whatever is the easiest practice for us to do. That is, you know, maybe it's having loving kindness for a pet or whatever is like the most accessible, the easiest one to do. And to just use that to kind of like help maybe remove some of the stickiness from the difficulty. And not that we're repressing whatever difficulty we're having, we're just allowing the mind to feel a little bit more relaxed or easeful instead of trying to force it to be something or do something or something like that. So is that helpful, Peter? Yeah. Okay, great.
Diana?
Yes.
This is Claire. I had a story that I wanted to tell that's somewhat related. Many years ago, I used to listen to radio interviews a lot, and the interviewer was talking to somebody like June Allison or Doris Day, somebody who always played really happy parts in movies. And as the questions went along, every answer that this woman had told a life story that was worse than the last one. I mean, she had just had the most miserable existence you can think of. And finally, the interviewer interrupted the interview and said, you know, I've got to stop asking questions and ask you the big question, which is, how can you play these parts with the life you've had? And she paused and she said, you know, at a certain point as I was going through this, I realized I had a choice and I chose joy. And I love that because it's really, she was saying, and I do this consciously, I can change my focus from the bad part to the good part if I choose to do that.
Thank you, Claire.
It worked for me. So
yeah, to have kind of like a switch that we don't always feel like we have a choice, but when we do, like just to say,
remember,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to.
I don't have to look at that today.
Nice. Thank you. Well, I want to express my gratitude for you all for our practicing together. It's a wonderful thing. So, and for those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving in whichever way you're celebrating it this year, most likely it'll be different than other years. May you have a safe and happy and, I don't know, loving, fulfilling Thanksgiving. May you experience the many blessings that are possible. So maybe we can unmute ourselves and say goodbye. Bye, and thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Love you, folks.
Thank you.
Love you again.
Judy.
Cheers.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Y'all.
Good night.
I heard all of that.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Hi, Abraham.
Hi.
Bye. Bye, Trudy.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.